The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Megan Lynch, the news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. A combination of five teen and young adult males recovering after a shootout Thursday night in Tower Grove South. St. Louis Police Major Janice Bockenstruck told Fox 2 at the scene.
There's a lot to do and a lot of surveillance video that we have to go over and other things we have to do before we could go any further into what happened here.
The location of the shooting, Morgan Ford at Beck. Meanwhile, in North St. Louis, a man has died after being shot in the area of Park and Lucille before 10. Homicide detectives have taken over the case. As a federal investigation continues into the bid process for new body-worn cameras for St. Louis City Police, which provider did the Board of Commissioners choose at their first meeting?
I would like to make a motion that we enter into the contract for a three-year contract with the utility.
The board went with a three-year deal to keep their current provider, Utility, over a more expensive and expansive contract with Axon. Utility has been going week to week with the department since the previous five-year deal expired in June, prompting the board to make a quick decision. The board's attorney, Chris Greville, also explains the department's body cam data was also at risk because Utility stores and maintains it as part of the deal. Chief Robert Tracy didn't speak at the meeting, but has been pushing for the change to Axon, whose contract would also provide tasers, other equipment, and higher-end cameras. However, the contract awarded to Axon was initially through a no-bid process, which has prompted a federal investigation. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis is getting intentional about safety on the streets. For the first time since the 40s, the city is about to implement a comprehensive transportation and mobility plan.
It's really a very normal thing to just have for cities to have a vision for where they want to go with their transportation infrastructure and which things are important to them. And we haven't had that vision written down for many decades. 1948 officially was the last citywide transportation plan.
Complete Streets program manager Scott Ogilvie says besides the number of lanes or bike lanes, the plan also addresses another community concern. The people, he says, want a consistent level of predictable maintenance. You can give your feedback Saturday before the plan takes effect. The last chance to take a look at the plan and give feedback is Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Alphonsus the Rock Church. Pine Lawn, going under the microscope. In many cases, the state auditor focuses on finances, but in this case, Scott Fitzpatrick says he'll be examining the efficiency and effectiveness of the city's operations.
There has been no proof of any wrongdoing.
KMOX's Michael Calhoun asked Mayor Terry Epps.
I'll just quote this. I know taxpayers in Pine Lawn have been less than thrilled with how the city has been managed in recent years, and we plan to give them a better understanding of how and why their municipality seems to struggle with fundamental concepts such as transparency and accountability. That seems pretty strong.
Yeah, well, we have full transparency and accountability. I think these are all false accusations that have been made, and I'm looking forward to proving that that is the case.
Friends and family mourning the death of former St. Louis Congressman Bill Clay. KMOX political analyst Michael Kelly says Clay grew a political machine for Democrats.
In St. Louis politics, he had a lot of elected officials down the ballot who had allegiance to him and to what the issues that he pushed. And he made a very big consequential difference in St. Louis.
Clay was 94. Former Missouri Congressman Billy Long set to be sworn in as IRS commissioner today. Long once advocated for abolishing the IRS. He takes over an agency struggling with staffing cuts and leadership turnover. He was confirmed by the Senate last month despite Democratic concerns over his ties to a tax credit scheme and campaign contributions linked to his nomination by then-president-elect Donald Trump. Healthcare and federal cuts a big issue for Illinois' U.S. Senate candidates. Robin Kelly concerned about the impact if Medicaid cuts do result in the closing of rural hospitals.
The lack of healthcare access is a big issue. And then if you don't have the infrastructure to be able to do telehealth and telemedicine, then people are going to miss out.
Raja Krishnamoorthy says everyone will feel impacts from the cuts no matter how much money they make. Juliana Stratton this week focused on cuts to the food stamps program. The Minority and Women-Owned Business Enterprise Utilization Program has been suspended. The St. Louis Development Corporation runs the local certification program. They've paused it because of Trump administration targeting diversity. According to the Business Journal, the city is working to accommodate changes in the federal landscape and ask developers and contractors to contact them about how it might impact ongoing projects.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.